Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. About a month ago, a gentleman emailed me telling me that his wife was having her birthday on this day and that she was a faithful daily rosary podcast prayer. He also informed me at that time that he didn't pray the rosary or this rosary podcast. So I did something bold, a little dangerous. I emailed him back and I said, I would be happy to give your wife a shout out on her birthday if you pray the rosary every day for a month and you send me an email each day to prove it. Once I hit send, I thought, I shouldn't have done that. That was a little too much. However, this man began to email me every day and tell me exactly what his meditation was in the rosary and his resolution. And I was totally blown away by his humility and his integrity. I have a deep admiration for this man now. So, Sam Hogan of McLeansville, North Carolina, happy birthday! But the greatest gift for this day is not this shout out, but the amazing husband that you have, who is this man of humility and integrity. So, happy birthday. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Scripture teaches that God's plan is to make us share in the divine nature. In other words, God allows us to participate in his own divine life so that we can cooperate in his saving work. This truth is seen with particular clarity in the priesthood. Jesus Christ is the one eternal high priest. There is no other. In the sacrament of holy orders, Christ takes a baptized man to himself and allows him to share in his one priesthood so that Christ may continue his priestly work on earth, giving his divine life to us through the priest in baptism, confession, and the Eucharist. This is a profound example of what the Church means by participation, and it's probably the greatest truth of the Catholic faith. Now, in Matthew chapter 10, we see Jesus establishing this. He sends his 12 apostles out to do exactly what he's been doing. healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, proclaiming the kingdom. And then at the end of the chapter, he makes an astonishing statement. He says, "Whoever receives you receives me." This is what happens in the sacrament of holy orders. Certain men who share in God's being through baptism are then given a share in his saving activity in the priesthood. And these are our bishops and priests. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me." In other words, Christ is present in his ordained ministers, the bishops and the priests, in a unique way, and it is he who acts through them. The theology of the priesthood says that the bishop and priests act in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, when they are exercising their ministry. They don't exercise it in their own names or by their own power. They exercise it in Christ's name, by Christ's power. Notice how the priest speaks using the first person pronoun when administering the sacraments. He says, "I absolve you from your sins. This is my body. This is my blood. I baptize you. Do this in memory of me." He's talking in persona Christi because it's Christ's identity and power that is in him, in his office, that is working these miracles of grace and salvation. And when we accept the Eucharist or baptism or absolution from the hands of the priest, we are accepting them from the hands of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The truth that the human Catholic priest participates in the one priesthood of Christ, and that Christ has chosen to work through him, it's profound. But it's also a little bit scary because all we see is the human, not Christ. That can make it hard to go to confession for some people. But if you struggle with telling your sins to a priest, you're not alone. Even great saints like Saint Faustina wrestled with this. She shared her struggle with Jesus, and in response, he said to her, "Daughter, when you go to confession to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart always flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Now notice that although Jesus gave his priests a share in his power and his identity, he did not give them a share in his sinlessness. They were to be his representatives, but there was no guarantee that they would always live up to his example. He gave Judas, his betrayer, a share in his priesthood. He gave Peter, who disowned him, a share in his priesthood. He gave the other apostles and disciples who fled from him during his arrest a share in his priesthood. And he gave John, the beloved disciple, the pure and faithful saint, a share in his priesthood. Throughout the church's history, some of the priests will be traitors to God and the faithful. Some of the priests will be cowards. But most of the priests will be heroically sacrificial, and many of them will be saints. And as St. Thomas Aquinas says, water can flow through a lead pipe just as surely as it flows through a golden one. And the power, the grace, and the truth that have come down to us through the sacrament of holy orders, that power, grace, and truth have come down to us just as surely, whether or not the church's ordained leaders have been wicked or mediocre or heroically saintly. Because it isn't their power or grace or truth. It's the power and grace and truth of Christ acting through them. And that power, grace, and truth, they are guaranteed by the Lord himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what should our attitude as faithful members of the church be toward the bishop and priests? Very simple. We should recognize that, though the members of the hierarchy are not sinless, when they are united together in proclaiming and interpreting the gospel, they are speaking with the voice of Christ. For he said, "Whoever hears you, hears me." And when they give us the sacraments over which the church is the steward, we are receiving these gifts from Christ himself, because Jesus said, "Whoever receives you, receives me." So our default attitude toward the clergy must be one of radical gratitude. Whatever their personal imperfections or even serious defects are. So remember this. If there were not men who assumed the office of priest, bishop, and pope, then the pipeline which carries the truth of the gospel down to our own day would be broken. And we would no longer be able to hear Christ's voice clearly. And if there were not men who assumed the office of priest, bishop, and pope, then the pipeline that carries the grace of the sacraments down to our day would be broken, and we would no longer be able to receive Christ in the flesh or have our sins forgiven. So thank God for our priests and bishop and pope, and thank God that he has instituted and guaranteed this permanent chain, this link to his Son, which we call the sacrament of holy orders. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa?
I was, for some reason, really struck by a new perspective on scandal. Because you put it so well. Talking about the unique scandal that any Catholic feels when there's some betrayal from a priest. And I think, I don't know if it's innately part of the scandal we feel or the way that it kind of distorts our worldview whenever it happens and we're kind of shocked and confused, but it almost feels like, wait, this isn't the Catholicism, this isn't the faith that I was promised in the Bible. But you perfectly highlight how this is exactly the kind of conflicts we see in the Bible. This is exactly the world that Jesus did warn us and tell us about, and
he experienced personally.
And it gives us a different grounding to face scandal with, where you're not every time rocked like, how could this world, the world is not as good as I thought.
So think, you bring up a striking point, because think about this. People say they left the Catholic Church because of this or that priest or bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, imagine when Jesus was going through his passion. When he found out that Judas betrayed him,
yeah.
Peter denied him, and yeah. they all forsook him and fled. Imagine at that moment, if Jesus would have said then, well, then I'm out of here. I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't rely on you guys, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly what any of us would have been tempted to feel. We don't like if we plan a coffee and someone doesn't show up, we're pretty horribly wounded. But could you imagine being there at your crucifixion and none of your friends show up?
And it was a personal offense against Jesus. When some, I know. We all know. People have been personally wounded by priests and bishops. We know
that.
Yes,
absolutely.
But so often, people who are totally disconnected, who mm-hmm. hear about it, mm-hmm. take it as a personal wound.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. I think that's true.
So I love your point that it is exhilarating. Like I was with a saintly priest when I was in the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're like the model priest.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. And it is tragic when a priest falls.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fallen world that Christ came to save.
Yeah.
And he's using fallen people to save the world.
That should give us great hope for ourselves.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. If he can use broken creatures, then there's a chance for me.
Yeah. It's strange. It's not the resolution and outlook I expected from this meditation, but that's a really grounded way to face a world that is full of scandal. And I like this resolution on just gratitude. I think sometimes we don't know how to handle relationships with priests, because they're kind of, they almost seem otherworldly. Once they enter the priesthood, there's, because there's respect, you're then kind of at a distance. And the answer to how should you approach the priest in your church? Gratitude.
Just gratitude. Father, thank God for your priesthood.
Yeah.
I thank God for your priesthood. That's what we should think and say all the time.
Well done. Good meditation.
God is good. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.